My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, this is it. Week one is here. Texans and the Colts on Sunday. You can hear the game at noon. Kickoff right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and myself on Texans Countdown at 9 a.m. Getting you ready for that. And you know it's football season when we go to the hotline. And there he is on the hotline. It's our good friend Ross Tucker, Seth, who he's our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls.
We were trying to get Casario back on.
At 9 for a round two, a doubleheader. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. I didn't make that up. That's the copy.
Yes, Ross Tucker. That's speaking for Mayo.
Yeah.
This is what I am here for.
Yeah. What's up, Rossi?
So, dude, I mean, I just am coming on for the first time. I have 10 comments based on the first 30 seconds I just heard right there. So first of all, that is genius. What did they say again? Mayo have a good time?
I'll read it again. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
I love that.
Yeah, that's your tag.
I love play on words. I love dad jokes. I am. Yeah. That's my first time. This is my first official hit of the 24th season. So that's my first time hearing that.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Number one. Number two. You know, we're supposed to do this at 7 a.m.
Right.
So did I get bumped by Casario again? Like, is that how we're starting the season?
Kind
well,
of.
Well, it was a soft bump.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a little boil on your the surface of your skin. It was a soft bump because we like having you on. But one of the hazards is always that because we enjoy talking to you so much that we screw up our clock and we blow through a break or something. So we figured in having you at 7, but then also trying to, you know, be sure that we tend to go along with Casario too, that it was probably going to be, it would have been a disaster for our clock and for our sponsors, like Hellman's Real Mayo. They may have been upset with us. Yeah.
Exactly. So the answer, Ross, is yeah. I mean, for like the fourth time in the last year, you kind of got bumped for Nick Casario. Yes.
But are your guys' ratings still like off the charts? Because I go on a lot of radio stations around the country, and you guys are awesome. Like, I hope everybody driving or whatever listening to you guys knows, like, you guys are the real deal. Like, you guys are highly entertaining. So I do these and I like doing these, but there's some that I like more than others. Like, there's some that are just better conversations. I mean, half the time when I'm talking with you guys, I forget that I'm on the radio and like thousands of people are listening.
Yeah. Well, and you don't curse either.
Hundreds
usually,
of thousands.
Usually, yeah, hundreds of thousands. Usually when people get that way, they drop curses. Let's talk about the ones that suck. Who are the ones that are really bad? I'm just joking, Ross. I don't want you to do that.
No, I can't. That same company. Can't tell you.
Oh, that's right. Okay, gotcha.
No, there's times when you're doing interviews with radio hosts where you know, because, you know, we all succumb to this at times. But there's the ones that you can tell are not listening to you. And like whatever question they ask, they're almost caught by surprise when you stop talking because they're like looking up something on the internet. There's a broad spectrum.
And literally, there's no like laughing.
Yeah.
There's no joking around or like it's not a conversation. It's like they have written down, who is your surprise team this year, Ross? And then I answer that. And then the next, it's like, okay, our team is playing this team on Sunday. What would you think is the biggest X factor in this game? And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The X factor is probably your wife, because she probably left you because you're boring the heck out of me.
I'm going to steal that.
I dare you to say that next time.
Yes. X factor. Oh, man.
Oh, you know what, though? I'm going to write that down as a topic.
By the way, whoever – can I ask you this? Who said, number one, whoever invented the whole thing of an X factor? I don't even know what that means. Number one. And number two, I'm actually writing a column this week for the 33rd team about my team that I think has the best chance to be this year's Texans, so to speak, like with what you guys did last year. And the reason I came up with the idea is, it's like, is it mandatory in radio host school that you have to ask in the month of August and early September who a guy's surprise team is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really have a surprise team. I think the team that are good are going to be good. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know what that means. Surprise, like, surprise in what way? You know, like, if I knew the Texans last year were going to go to the divisional round, I wouldn't have been telling people they're going to be my surprise team. I would have told everybody I know to bet a lot of money on the Texans to win the division.
Yeah.
And win a playoff game. You know what I mean? Like, if I really had strong inklings about a surprise team, They wouldn't be a surprise to some people.
Well, that's actually, we're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
It is the X factor in any recipe.
Bingo, Seth. That's where it came from, Ross. It came from chicken salad recipes. The X factor.
I think it came just from algebra, like solve for X, X equals whatever. So it's like, I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Chicken salad recipes are more fun, though. So, Ross, there's a good segue into Texans talk here, because you've been doing hits with us now for at least two seasons, which means you were doing hits with us during the Lovie Smith season, which was really bad. It resulted in C.J. Stroud becoming a Houston Texan. How crazy is it that less than 2 years after that you're getting asked who could be the Houston Texans of 2024?
Well, first of all, we've been doing this at least 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Thanks for paying attention, Sean. That's
it. Only
one.
Hey, Ross, I mean, it only feels like two. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, I get. Well, good. That's a compliment, right. I guess.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, I was the first person globally to say that Lovie Smith was going to be one and done.
You did say that.
It was early in the year when we didn't even know what their record was going to be. I just assumed that he was going to be one and done. I thought that they couldn't get the guy they really wanted, so then they were like, okay, we'll just have Lovie for a year. And you guys were all so surprised, and like the other guys on your station ran with my audio in the morning like, oh my gosh, could they really be one and done 2 years in a row? Yeah, for sure. And they were. What's really crazy is that we're 2 years removed. I think there's an outstanding chance that the Texans – get to the conference championship game, maybe even the Super Bowl. I mean, I was doing my power rankings on today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I might even be too low on the Texans. I think I had them 8th. But when I think about the AFC and I think about the teams that can challenge the Chiefs, I'm not sure the Texans aren't 2nd. I mean, certainly the Bengals are in the mix, but, you know, Burrow's always injured, it seems like, and Chase right now, we don't know if he's going to play. The Buffalo Bills, I'm doing their game Sunday on CBS against the Arizona Cardinals, and they, I would say, objectively, are not as talented as they've been the last couple of years. And maybe they win. I don't know. The Chiefs won it the year they got rid of Tyreek Hill, so you never know. I look at the Texans, though, and they were very good last year. We saw how they performed in the playoffs. You add a guy like Stephon Diggs. You have a healthy Tank Dell. I think Mixon's kind of the sustaining back. You know, if they have leads, and then Danielle Hunter, as well as Bernard played, I think Danielle Hunter's an upgrade. I think Al Shire's an upgrade. I mean, I think they're there. And we'll see. Maybe it's a sophomore slump, or maybe it doesn't happen. But I think you can make a really compelling case that the Texans are second, are the second best team in the AFC, and or have the best chance to knock off the Chiefs and get to the Super Bowl.
Well, okay, this is one of the reasons I was excited to talk to you today about the Texans, and when it comes to, okay, how has the team improved, or how should we look at them, is you played for a few NFL teams, but I feel like you've always given the Bills your most favored nation status amongst teams that you played for. Like you, it feels like you have an emotional tie to the Bills, and I know you follow them pretty closely. Where do you stand on any of the drama or any of the speculation about Stephon Diggs and how he might fit in with the Texans and all of that? Because you've watched it play out for the last couple of years.
Yeah, really good question. You know, there are certain guys that it seems like at times are happy being unhappy or get frustrated easily. I think Diggs is in that category. I will say, I think it feels like it always is in a good place the first year or two. I don't know. It just seems like he wears out his welcome. I mean, for the Bills to move on from him, having him under contract for several more years, and having Josh Allen in his prime, it says a lot. And it's obviously not a positive in my mind for Diggs, but the flip side is it seems like he is able to finagle his way seemingly into better situations. I mean, the guy just got a raise and he got a couple years taken off his contract so he can hit free agency again. And probably went to a better team. He certainly went to a state where there's a lot less state income. Like, Stephon Diggs just keeps winning in terms of the business of football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ross Tucker joining us. Well, I can tell you Ross and Seth could too. I mean, we were out at practically every practice. He's been, in my opinion, he's been their best offensive player out there during training camp this season. And he's been overtly like a big time leader, like constantly mentoring the younger guys on both sides of the football. Does that sound on brand from the Stephon Diggs that you knew from his time in Buffalo?
Yeah, it seems like. And by the way, I don't know how much you guys have talked with him, but I've interviewed him a couple times. He's fantastic.
Very thoughtful. You know what I mean? Very thoughtful.
My interactions with him are amazing. He smiles and he's happy. And before the game, he throws the ball with fans in the stands. I mean, I hate the notion that guys can start to be malcontents because they just want to win so bad, right? Like, as if Seth and I didn't give a crap whether or not we won game, right? You know, like the whole notion of, oh yeah, well, he just wants to win that bad. However, I will say it seems like the deal with him is that after a few years, if they haven't been able to get over the hump, I think he starts to really, really get frustrated. I think he starts to and express that frustration in an unhealthy manner. And so I think, obviously, he's still in the honeymoon period with the Houston Texans. I think he really wants to win a Super Bowl, wants to get to one, and was frustrated that he didn't think he's going to be able to do it in Minnesota with Cousins, and then it just wasn't happening in Buffalo with Josh Allen. And so now he kind of got what he wants. He got a really good situation to now be in with the Houston Texans, where he has an excellent, excellent opportunity.
You know what? Ross? I had a conversation with an NFL personnel guy a long time ago, and it kind of changed my like worldview on some of this stuff, which was he was talking about how a specific player was a front runner. You know, like, you know, as long as things were going well, then it's, you know, this guy's great. He's awesome. And your first old school instinct is to be like, well, no, you need foxhole guys that are always going to be there, even if times are tough. And but I think there's where it changed for me is, all right, you know what? If everything's going great, then it's not a problem at all. If everything's going poorly, then we've got other fish to fry aside from the disgruntled dude. So maybe you should rethink the way you think about front running type of personalities. And it's not awful to have front runners on your team, especially for the short term. And if everything goes well, it's not even going to be a concern. So I think that's, would it be fair to say, all right, maybe he's a front runner, maybe he's not, but if the plan goes according to schedule, then it's a non-factor?
Correct. Yeah, I don't think. Now, the only thing that is unique about Stephon is I think he also, and look, he wants it all, and that's fine. I want it all too. You know what I mean? I want it all. He wants it all, and he wants a new contract from somebody. And so I think as long as he is playing well and catching the ball and getting a lot of passes thrown his way and they're winning, I think he'll be great. I think the question is, you know, what happens if either one of those things start to not happen? If they face adversity as a team and lose a couple games in a row, or if, you know, like I feel like it's interesting because you could argue he's their number three receiver. Now, I know what you said, Sean, about.
Did we just lose Ross?
Yeah, and I don't think he was like intentionally, you know, dumping because he didn't want to answer the question.
No, I don't think so either. He was on a roll right there. Yeah,
I don't know
if he can hear us or not. Yeah, we just
All right. You guys can't hear me?
Oh, now you cut out. You cut out right after you said Sean. You cut out.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was about to criticize you. No.
Who's your surprise team this year?
Practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying about Diggs in practice, but you know, I think there are people like Greg Cosell on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, that think that Diggs might be the number three option for the Texans this year.
Yeah,
and so when you start to think about that, you wonder, will he get frustrated if he is in fact number three option? What I think is interesting about that is if you're playing against the Texans, do you treat Diggs like the number one he's been his whole career and double him so that he gets frustrated and hopefully in your mind has a meltdown, right? Or do teams say, you know what, Nico Collins is we're more concerned about Nico and we're more concerned about Tank Dell and does Diggs get a lot of really favorable matchups as a result? Because I think he can tear those up, especially if he's getting favorable matchups. Which reminds me, by the way, because I am writing a column about this year's Texans. What was the deal with Noah Brown? That surprised me a little bit.
Just banged up.
Got too many other guys.
He didn't practice. He was gone for like a month with a shoulder injury. He couldn't stay healthy.
And he was he was out like six or seven games last year. And it's a really deep wide receiver room. They've got John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson are the two young guys that I think they just they like the upside of those guys. So it was a really crowded competition.
You know, that says a lot about the Texans organization and about Nick Caserio that they would cut a guy who's guaranteed $3 million.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of organizations that would do that. So, you know, there's places where the ownership would say, yeah, no, we're keeping him. You know, we guarantee him $3 million, we're keeping him. And there's also, you know, GMs that just wouldn't do it because they think it would look bad that they cut a guy that they gave $3 million to. Kudos to the McNair family and Caserio for saying, yeah, we don't care. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. Like, you know, it's $3 million. We don't love it, but some of it will be offset by whatever he gets from his next team. And we're doing what's best for this roster to win the Super Bowl this year. I love it.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, world traveler, by the way. Hey, were you? My wife and I were in a sports book on Friday night, and the Army-Lehigh game was on, and they didn't have the sound. I'm like, oh, Ross is probably doing this game, but you were in Hawaii, huh?
Yeah, I only have one Army game this year. It's Air Force at Army. I guess I'm, you know how much I love doing those games, but I guess I'm kind of moving up in the world of broadcasting, or I got a promotion. So last year, I'm on the sixth crew for NFL, so I'll get like 7 to 9, I guess, or 7 or 8 NFL games in addition to calling the second college football game for CBS each week. So this past week it was UCLA at Hawaii. So
rough
not,
life.
Not a bad opener. A bad opener out there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
This week I'm in Buffalo, which they say is the Hawaii of Western New York.
That's funny. Dude, all the cadets are gonna be like, they're gonna be like music fans when their favorite garage band gets bumped up and they're playing big arenas. Like, I knew that guy back when he was playing his own stuff back in Tootsie's Bar and Grill. That's you now for all the Army people. Oh, look at Ross, big shot, doing games in Hawaii and NFL games.
We'll see, but I'm glad I still have one that I get to go there and have that delicious food and see the pageantry. That game will be epic. Air Force game will be incredible at Mikey. So I'm getting best of both worlds, fellas.
We're proud of you, man. And we're happy to have you on during the season on Tuesdays. It'll normally be at 7 a.m. Our Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Ross, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week at 7, I promise.
See you, dude.
All right, thanks, Ross.
You got to deliver that. You're being a little too conspicuous with the way you're delivering it.
I
just got to say, mayo game day, be delicious.
I get because the day that gets plunked in there messes with me because they have it as two words.
Okay. They just read the way it's written down.
That's
mayo game day be delicious.
I'm gonna Ben, if you can remember, if you can combine game and day into one word, if I forget to do it, Ben's like, screw you, dude. I've got so much stuff going on in here. I need to combine words for you on the rundown. Get the hell out of here. Mayo game day be delicious. Yes, Hellman's Real Ross speaking for mayonnaise is beautiful. All right. Something that's got me incredibly nervous about the Houston Texans and the Colts on Sunday at noon, a game you can hear on Sports Radio 610. That is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.